Good evening. Come on in and welcome. Welcome to Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church Disciples of Christ Bible Study. It's Monday manna time, time to be fed with the Word of God.
Well, we welcome you today. This is the 14th of March, and I tell you, we're halfway through this month, and believe it or not, the weather is trying to change, and we have daylight savings time to our advantage. It's still light outside, and we praise God for another day. Truly, this is the day that He's made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. So let us know the sound is clear and that you can hear us, those of you who are viewing. And we're certainly grateful for another opportunity to be able to come before you as we study the Word of God. And we just know beyond the shadow of a doubt that our faith is going to increase, because the Word says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we believe that something powerful is going to happen in our faith because we dare to hear the Word of the Lord tonight. And so Lady Kim is ready and raring to go. This is really her show, and I'm going to let her take the reins here in a minute. You see no smile, no expression. But we praise God for Him sustaining us through this day and waking us up right early this morning, clothing our right minds. I hope many of you, all of you, no doubt, had an opportunity to set your clocks ahead on Saturday. Some are always caught off guard, Lady Kim, when it comes to setting the clocks back as well as setting them forward. Spring forward, fall back. Is that the way it goes?
That's it.
And so that's a clear indication that spring is upon us. You can see how the trees are changing and how the grass is trying to come forth and the flowers are trying to come out. And I noticed the dogwoods usually happen around Easter. And that's amazing how that happens. But we know that that's not man-made. That's something that God has designed. And we praise God for all of His creation. And we praise God for each of you. Well, we're going to be in the 10th chapter of Joshua tonight. We're going to continue our study from last week. We did the first 21 verses on last week. And we're going to pick it up on verse 22 of the 10th chapter tonight. And I believe it closes out at the verse number 43, if I'm not mistaken, Lady Kim. So we'll be in 22 through 43 of the 10th chapter of Joshua. So even as we're preparing tonight, let's go to God in prayer as we prepare for this time together. Father, we bless you and we honor you and we do give you praise. Thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. Thank you for being God and God alone. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for clothing us in our right minds. We thank you, dear Lord, for healing and delivering and setting us free. You said in your word, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. So we love you, we honor you, we bless you. And we pray now, dear Lord, even as we prepare for this time together tonight, that you will settle us and center us and allow us to hear your voice. And then, God, encourage us in the faith that we might grow and that we might not become weary in well-doing. So we love you tonight and we bless your name. It's in the name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, Lady Kim, spring break is upon us. That's for the people who are in the classroom. But with you being an employee of Shelby County and living in, well, I'm not going to say that, but you're an employee of Shelby County and you still have to go into the office.
I do.
I was about to say something else, but I'm not going to do that. I might get myself in trouble. But we praise God for how He's continuing to bless. And so even though spring break is upon us, you still have to go to work for a couple of days. Is that correct?
That's correct. People okay. In the administrative office have to work through Wednesday.
Which office?
The administrative
office. That's
what
I was trying to pull together, but I didn't quite comprehend how I was going to say that. But the administrative offices, they have to still pull the load and get things ready so that everybody be on the same page when they do come back from the break. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. We let us know the sound is clear and that you're getting a good signal tonight. Let's just share a little bit about what happened in the worship experience yesterday, Lady Kim. And then for those of you just tuning in, we're going to be in the 10th chapter of Joshua. We're going to start at verse 22 tonight, and we're going to finish at verse 43.
Amen. Well, yesterday you talked about an invisible witness to a visible witness to an invisible grace.
Okay.
A visible witness to mm-hmm. an invisible grace. And you didn't get far in your sermon on yesterday as far as with your points.
Okay.
But you preached from 1 Corinthians, the 15th verse and the 10th chapter. And it says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am."
The 15th chapter and the 10th verse, right?
Yes.
Okay.
1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 10th verse.
Okay.
"But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me."
Okay.
And so you talked about when you speak of the grace of God in our lives, it means that it's our inability to reach the mark.
Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. we as Christians, that we as believers in Jesus, we're not perfect.
Okay.
You know, we're striving every day to do what's right in God's sight. But because of his grace and because of God's mercy, he allows us to do what we do. And so we can't reach that mark without God's
That's
grace.
Right. That's right.
You know, we fall we fall short every time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so by his mercy, that's how we reach the mark that we are trying to reach.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Because here we are right in the midst of the Lenten season. And I think when we get a handle on the grace and the significance of God's grace in our lives, it helps us in a real sense to appreciate even more the awesome sacrifice that was paid for us on Calvary. And it didn't stop there, but even after Jesus was buried, he rose from the dead in 3 days with all power in his hands. And so we're in that season that leads up to Easter. And it's all because of God's grace that we're able to have what we have, do what we do. And many people have various definitions for grace, but it is the unmerited favor of God. It's something that we don't earn, something that we can't work to get, but it's because God shows his kindness toward us, his graciousness toward us, mm-hmm. and he's willing to give us another opportunity to get it right. And so grace is really at the where the resurrection is really the foundation of our belief in the gospel and in Jesus Christ, and that's our key, and that's what we hang our hat on as believers, the resurrection. And so we have to make sure that we understand all of the components that's tied into the awesome sacrifice that was paid. And it's all because of God's grace. It's nothing that we were able to do. It's nothing that we could work for. But God was gracious enough to extend favor toward us, even in spite of ourselves.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right. Well, we only got to one point on yesterday, and as Lady Kim indicated, and as we have been praying even today and contemplating, we'll probably go ahead and work through those other points on this coming Sunday as we move closer and closer. We are probably about, 3 weeks away from Easter?
From Easter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it's right around the corner. It doesn't seem like it should be, but it is. And so I think it will help us in terms of understanding the significance and importance of God's grace in our lives, that will give us a clearer understanding of the awesome sacrifice that was paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Anything else?
Well, no. It's good because, you know, I was we had a guest speaker on yesterday, and so the time kind of slipped away.
Okay.
And so that first point is where you kind of stuck and stayed because you want to make sure you expound on those other points thoroughly.
All right. Well, we're in the 10th chapter of Joshua, and last week we did the first 21 verses of that 10th chapter. And really, we'll see in this 10th chapter as we prepare to close it out tonight that there are a lot of similarities, if you will, as it relates to what's going to happen in the 11th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost parallel, but we see as we prepare to look at what's taking place in the remaining few verses of this 10th chapter that the children of Israel, they are really living up to their covenant agreement that they set in place and with the people from
Gibeon.
That's right. And they had tricked them almost into believing that they were something that they were not in terms of their relationship with God and their belief in who God was for the children of Israel, because they had heard about all of the victories, well, particularly Ai and then the one also at Jericho. Was that Jericho?
Yes. Jericho and Ai.
Mm-hmm. And so they were trying their very best to make sure that they partnered with the children of Israel. And so they presented a false claim, but Joshua honored the claim because they said that they were believers and that they were on the Lord's side.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of that, Joshua is now being tested in this 10th chapter in terms of his allegiance to the covenant that he had made with the people from Gibeon and the Gibeonites. Is that right? Gibeonites?
Mm-hmm.
And so now we find that being put to the test, because all of the other kings in the same region had heard about what had happened with the children of Israel and how Joshua was moving forward and how he was conquering land as he was going southward. And so now all of the kings decided, this is from last week, they decided that they were going to try to join their forces together in order to defeat the children of Israel and Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
But they started out with the Gibeonites, and so Joshua and the children of Israel had to come to their rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the way it went?
Yes, that's the way it went.
As a result, Joshua had a strategy, had a plan, but more importantly, he remained true to the covenant that he had established with the Gibeonites. And as a result of that, he pulled all of his forces, his army together, and commanded them to go in and attack. That's after they got to the place where they were doing battle, they were tired, they were weary, they were worn. And the Bible says that an amazing miracle happened.
Several miracles happened.
Okay, well, just expound on those and tell us a little bit about them.
Well, one of the things that happened was Joshua entreated God and asked that the sun, well, he made the sun and the moon stand still.
Yeah.
And so the scripture expounds on that quite a bit. But the amazing thing about it is that God did it not only for the Israelites, he did it because Joshua requested it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that comes into play time and time again, that what Joshua requested, God honored.
Okay.
And so, and we have to remember that the men of Gibeon were good fighters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were excellent fighters. But the words of Joshua were an urgent appeal for protection because of their impressive forces that array. You know, Joshua asked God to protect them against the Gibeonites.
Mm-hmm.
But the Gibeonites, like you said, pretended to be something that they weren't. And so Joshua and his people had to remain committed and faithful to their word to join forces with the Gibeonites.
Okay.
So I think it was around verse number 12. Mm-hmm. It says, on the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gibeon, mm-hmm. and O moon over the valley of Ashkelon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself of its enemies. As it is written in the book of Jashar, the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down for about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord will fight for Israel. Then Joshua returned with all the Israelites to the camp of Gilgal. So we see again, as I mentioned before, that God honored Joshua's request.
Okay. That was one of the miracles when God listened to a man, and the sun and the moon stood still. Mm-hmm. And they said never before, even to now, had such a request been granted. And the kings, these five kings in the region who were plotting and joining forces against the Gibeonites after Joshua and the children of Israel came in, and they began to push the army back and destroy them. These five kings, the Bible says that they took flight. They went into a cave, and the children of Israel and Joshua's men followed them, and Joshua instructed them to put a big stone in front of the cave, mm-hmm. to keep them in and to watch so that they would not be able to get out. And that's really about where we left off at last mm-hmm. week, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so we're in the 10th chapter of Joshua. We're just rehearsing some of the things that happened in the first 21 verses. And now we're getting ready to move into verse 22, all the way down to verse 43. And that will be the close of this study tonight, the 10th chapter. But we want to make sure now that if you have any requests, any reports, praise reports, anything that you would like for us to touch and agree with and believe God with you for, that you go ahead and start getting your requests together, that we might pray with you and pray for you around those needs even tonight. So Lady Kim, are you ready to go ahead and prepare to read starting at verse 22 of the 10th chapter of Joshua, and we'll just make our way through those verses, and then we'll see what God is saying to us as a result of what's happening here in these verses.
Okay, so verse 22, the 10th chapter of Joshua. Then Joshua said, "Open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings to me from the cave." And they did so, and brought out those five kings to him from the cave. And the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, mm-hmm. the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. So it was, when they brought out the kings to Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said to the captains of the men of war who went with him, "Come near, put your feet on the necks of these kings." And they drew near and put their feet on their necks. Then Joshua said to them, "Do not be afraid or be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, mm-hmm. for thus the Lord will do to all your enemies against whom you fight." And afterwards, Joshua struck them and killed them and hanged them on five trees. And they were hanging on the trees till evening. So it was at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded. And they took them down from the trees, cast them into the caves where they had been hidden, and laid large stones against the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. That was through 27.
Okay.
Continue.
Well, we can stop and just kind of reflect on those verses, because we see that the five kings, they are now, Joshua has commanded his his soldiers to release them and bring them forth out of the cave. And as a result, he makes a power move here. And we're going to see what that was all about as he had them to come forth. Even before he killed them, he made sure that his soldiers put their foot on their neck, which has some symbolic meaning here. And I think it's going to come forth in these next few verses. But Joshua was also showing a sign of strength, and he was sending a clear signal that God was in control and that they were moving forward in terms of occupying the land that was promised to them.
Mm-hmm. And the reason these five kings came against Joshua was because they heard of how he had conquered Jericho and Ai. And then now they heard that the Gibeonites had joined forces with them. And the Gibeonites, remember we said, had good fighting men. Right. And so they were now afraid. These kings in the surrounding areas were now afraid, even more afraid of Joshua because of what he had done in Jericho and Ai, and because now he had joined forces, or the Gibeonites had joined forces mm-hmm. with him. And so now he's captured these five kings. He put them in the cave and held them there. Okay. Now he's released them. And like you said, told his men to put their foot on their necks, mm-hmm. Which is symbolic of, you know, them being held down.
Right.
That they were under their control, that they were under their feet.
Okay. And as a result of that, after they did that, then they hung them. The Bible says they hung them on a tree.
Uh-huh. They hung them on five trees, yeah. One on each tree.
Verse 26, after he had smote them and slew them and hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the sun went down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where you left off at. As we continue to get clarity in terms of the significance and the meaning of everything that Joshua was doing, because he left them up till the sun went down, and then they put five stones where they buried them, and in that particular area, I think that's where we're going to pick up on this in the next few verses.
Okay.
So we're at verse number 28, is that right?
That's correct.
And let's read down maybe to verse number, it's really not a good place to stop, but we'll just kind of see where you are, and we can maybe redo another 10 verses and then kind of look at it.
Okay, there. Verse 28 of the 10th chapter of Joshua. On that day, Joshua took Makkedah and struck it and its king with the edge of the sword, and he utterly destroyed them, all the people who were in it. He let none remain. He also did to the king of Makkedah as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Makkedah and all Israel with him to Libnah, and they fought against Libnah. And the Lord also delivered it and its king into the hand of Israel. He struck it and all the people who were in it with the edge of the sword.
Mm-hmm.
He let none remain in it, but did to its king as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Libnah and all Israel with him to Lachish, and they encamped against it and fought against it. And the Lord delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, who took it on the second day and struck it and all the people who were in it with the edge of the sword, according to all that he had done in Libnah.
Okay. Go ahead and read maybe down through these five kings, and then let's see what happens there.
Then Horam, king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua struck him and his people until he left him none remaining. From Lachish, Joshua passed to Eglon, and all Israel with him, and they encamped against it and fought against it, and they took it on that day and struck it with the edge of the sword, all the people who were in it, he utterly destroyed that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. So Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with him to Hebron, and fought against it. And they took it and struck it with the edge of the sword, its king and its cities, and all the people who were in it. He left none remaining according to all that he had done in Eglon, but utterly destroyed it and all the people who were in it.
What verse is that?
That's verse number 38, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Verse 38.
All right. So let's go ahead and read it, Reverend, and then we'll come back and just kind of highlight some things. You still having a hard time with your glasses?
Yeah, I can see it. I just couldn't see that little number next to it.
Oh,
it's smaller
okay.
than the rest.
Okay.
Then Joshua returned and all Israel with him to Debir, and they fought against it. And he took it and its king and all its cities. They struck them with the edge of the sword and utterly destroyed all the people who were in it. He left none remaining, as he had done to Hebron.
Mm-hmm.
So he did to Debir and its king, as he had done also to Libnah and its king. So Joshua conquered all the land, the mountain country, and the south, and the lowland, and the wilderness slopes, and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded. And Joshua conquered them from Kadesh Barnea as far as Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even as far as Gibeon. All these kings and their land Joshua took at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. Then Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp at Gilgal.
To the camp at Gilgal. All right, so that seems to be their main holding station, Gilgal, as they are moving south and they are conquering all of the territory as they are making their way. But they described in detail all of the things that happened with these kings and how they used that as a point of power.
Mm-hmm.
And also that they were in control and that God was giving them the victory. And so we see that this show of force is really evident, because the word gets out when these kind of victories happen, and people that are even in the territories continuing to go forth, they get a sense of that, and they have to go ahead and bow and yield to that, because Joshua is undefeated at this point. After the battle at Ai, he's moving forward with an abundance, abandoned recklessness and force, and conquering those cities and those kings that are in the territory as he's moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that, you know, when we read the Bible or when we hear Bible stories, we always hear how Joshua fought the battle at Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
But we never hear that he conquered Jericho, Ai, Hebron. You know, there were seven.
That's right.
There were seven territories that Joshua conquered.
That's right.
So Joshua was a mighty warrior.
Mm-hmm.
But the focus was not on Joshua. The focus was on God.
Okay.
And how God... Okay. helped by performing some miraculous feats. We remember God allowed the sun and the moon to stand still. I don't think we talked about the second one where the hailstones came down
mm-hmm.
and killed more people from the hailstones than from battle. And then, God was just moving on there.
He was moving.
He was moving on their side.
It was powerful, and it was a mighty force of a mighty force that was going forward as Joshua was conquering the territory. And you just indicated, Lady Kim, that even though we see this as something that happened in Joshua's day, it's still a reminder for us as believers that God will show himself mighty and show himself strong on our behalf if we but yet trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to make sure that we don't allow this just to be something that that's happening in the Old Testament, but we have to make it relevant for what's happening even in our own lives, and how even though it might not be a military battle that we are up against, the Bible reminds us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in pulling down of the strongholds of the wicked one. And so we have to know and be assured that the Lord will indeed fight our battles, just as he did for Joshua and the children of Israel. And God will flex his muscles for his people. He will put a show of force and strength and let people know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it was nobody but God. Mm-hmm. I mean, look where you've come from, and look where we've come from, and look how the Lord has given us victory over the enemy. And it was nobody but God. Mm-hmm. It was not because of our stature, not because of where we live, not because of our address, not because of who our parents was, our ancestors, but it was all because of the goodness and the grace of God. And just as he did for Joshua and the children of Israel, he'll do the same thing for you. And so, as we often say, there is no secret to what God can do. What he did back then, guess what? That's right. You got it. He'll do the same thing for you. And so we're up against situations, Lady Kim, that seem as if we don't know how we're going to get out of. And it seems as if the thing that is in front of us is greater than what we might be able to do in the physical. But this is a spiritual battle. This is spiritual warfare that we're up against. And all too often we get caught up in trying to deal with a person or a personality and fail to look at the spirit behind that person.
Amen. Amen.
So this 10th chapter is a very good chapter, and it's a very interesting chapter because it gives us clarity in terms of what God can do for us and with us if we but yet be faithful and we be true. And just as this episode in the life of Joshua and the Gibeonites, it serves as a reminder. It's a, both a warning and a word of encouragement that even though these events happen, God was still with them. Even though the enemy tried to deceive the children of Israel and Joshua, he still was with them. And just as we had indicated, I think, last week, before Joshua and the children of Israel made the decisions that they did as related to the Gibeonites, they were walking by sight instead of faith. Mm-hmm. And so we too oftentimes find ourselves as believers walking by what we see instead of by our faith. But we have to stand on the promises of God, and we have to let our faith be in the forefront of everything that we do, and we have to consult with God. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things shall be added unto us. And so many times we get ahead of God and make decisions in the natural, that it should be a time where we allow prayer and consultation and to happen as a result of our faith and trust in God.
Amen. Amen. We have to remember to turn to God. Mm-hmm. When we're up against what we think are our natural battles.
That's right.
Or
that's
our
right.
Earthly battles.
That's right.
You know, our first instinct is always looking at the fight that is ahead of us, or what we perceive to be a fight.
That's right.
You know, sometimes they say your perception is your reality. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we perceive that there's something there, but it can be overcome.
That's right.
It can
That's
be
right.
overcome if we only keep our eyes on Jesus and let God fight our battle.
And so we're learning a very valuable lesson here that we can apply to our own situation, as you've just indicated. God gives them a warning, but he also, there's a word of encouragement that we see is attached to that. This particular story line that happened in the latter few verses, wasn't that whole 10th chapter, that even though Joshua and the children of Israel blundered, or they fell short, they did not do everything according to the way it should have been done, and found themselves in the sleeping with the enemy almost. And but God turned their blunders into blessings, and God can do the same thing for us. But this should not be an excuse for us to be careless and to and but it should be an encouragement for us to know that we have to consult with God before and not make our moves too soon.
Amen. Yeah. I like that term, your blunders into blessing, mm-hmm. because we all make blunders.
That's right.
We all, you know, make mistakes in life. But God can take those mistakes and turn them into blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we just continue to trust and believe that God can work it out for our good.
That's right. That's right. So we want to encourage you to go ahead and submit your request. We don't want to go into that 11th chapter tonight because we wanted to try to cover the remaining portions of this 10th chapter. But do you see any comments or any questions there, Lady Kim, as we are pretty much wrapping this up for tonight?
Yeah, Brother Martel said our focus should be on God daily, mm-hmm. in our Christian walk. And we should praise him daily in all situations and be positive, not negative in a situation, but be positive in every situation, positive in negative situations.
Positive in a negative situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. That's good. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And as you were indicating, many times we see things in the natural and we think it's a hopeless situation. But we have to see it in the spirit realm, and we have to consult with God. And God will move what seems like a hurdle or what seems like an impenetrable situation, and he will give us the victory and help us to overcome. So we have to really take that and allow that to be a part of our lifestyle. Because the word says, greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. And so many times we conform to the standards of the world and we take our eyes off of being transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to make sure that we know that no weapon that's formed against us, that means that weapons will not form, but no weapon, this is for somebody tonight who's struggling, no weapon that's formed against you shall be able to prosper. And so even though it might look like a place of defeat, God can turn that into a place of deliverance. Even though it might look like a place where everything is caving in all around you, God can open up a door even in the midst of that and give you a way out. Even though it might appear to be like the referee is getting ready to count you out, and he has his hand up in the air, and he's on count number 9, and you know that if he gets to 10, it's over with. But God can come to your rescue even at the 9th hour, mm-hmm. and he'll turn your situation around.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody believe that tonight, or am I just talking to myself?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody out there knowing that God is well able? Has God delivered you? Has God brought you out? Has God turned your blunders into blessings? Come on, somebody tell me that God
Amen.
Can do it. Won't he do
he
it?
He can do it. He can
That's
do
right.
It.
He can do it.
And I think one of the things that we lack as people, we don't believe in miracles anymore.
Wow, that's good.
And miracles still do happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to believe and conceive it in your heart and in your mind that God can do it.
That's right.
He might not do it the way you want him to do it, but God can turn the situation around.
That's
and
right.
God can still do miracles. If God wants to, he can still make that sun stand still
yes,
in
can.
The sky.
Yes, he can. Yeah. And just like he listened to a mortal like Joshua, it doesn't mean that he won't listen to us, you know? And so they said that was the first time that God had did that. And God can do something miraculous in our situation that we've never seen before.
Yes.
And so be encouraged tonight. Don't grow weary in well-doing. For the word of the Lord says, in due season, you shall reap if you faint not.
Yes.
Doesn't mean you're not going to go through anything. Doesn't mean that you're not going to face any opposition. Doesn't mean you're not going to have any trials or tribulations. But look to the hills from which cometh your help. For all of our help comes from the Lord. And this 10th chapter is a go-to chapter if you want to just receive some encouragement or and beware of the warnings just as Joshua and the children of Israel learned from their mistakes, mm-hmm. so it is with us. We ought not go back and repeat the same thing that God has just brought us out of or just delivered us from.
Amen. Doc Q said we can learn a great deal from Joshua as a leader and a servant.
Okay.
As a servant, he followed God's lead, not getting ahead of God regardless of how the situation looked.
Mm-hmm.
As a leader, he stood strong in battle for those who looked to him for guidance. We must be careful to know when to lead, follow, and get out of God's way.
All right.
That's good, Dr. Q.
That's real good. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. Any other comments there, Lady Kim?
No, that was the only one. That others are just agreeing with what you're saying.
Okay. With what we're saying, right?
Yes.
All right. So any prayer requests? Make sure now we're done with this 10th chapter, and we're going to start with the 11th chapter on next week. But make sure now that you go ahead and give us your request or any prayer concerns that you might have that we might touch and agree with you around those particular areas of concern. It's good to see Brother Jonathan being on tonight, as well as Brother Jefferson and all of those. Sister Pat, good to see you tonight. Brother Montez, of course, and Sister Jessica and Dr. Q and Sister Taylor, good to see all of you on tonight. And I know that y'all are standing tall and believing God in the midst of whatever battles you might be up against, because our battles are not like the one that Joshua had to endure. It's not by power nor is it by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord, that I'll bring it to pass. And all too often we get caught up in looking at things in the physical and fail to see God working in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm. But you know, as I thought about that we are not right now like Joshua fighting a physical battle, but we know of countries who are.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Ukraine is coming against an enemy right now, the enemy of Russia,
right?
That is coming against their city and trying to take over their country city by city. But we're praying for Ukraine that they stand strong and that they continue to fight.
Mm-hmm.
We need peace in Ukraine.
Okay.
We need for the enemy to be defeated there.
Mm-hmm.
The Ukrainian people are being so brave and they're fighting back. And Russia did not intend for them to fight back like they are fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're lifting up Ukraine that God give them victory over their country.
And the same God that was available to Joshua and the children of Israel is available to them. And they even showed episodes of the believers, the Christians over in that area of the country, banding together, praying, and believing God for victory. And so we stand in agreement with them, and we believe that God will in turn give them the victory.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to know that even though we might not be in the midst of all of that and we can't fully understand what's happening with what's going on in that territory, in that region, we know that the same God that was with Joshua and the children of Israel and allowed them to be victorious, the victory shall be ours if we but yet trust him. Even though our battles might not be as big or might not be on that level, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. So even though you might have a small thing, don't say, well, I'm going to handle this myself. But go ahead and turn that over to God as well and know that the Lord will order your steps and lead you in the way in which he'd have you to go.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And you know, after you turn it over to God, if you need to get some outside help, it's time to get some outside help.
That's right.
You know, I see what Dr. Q asked for prayers for those who are dealing with mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, anxiety and stress and depression. You
Absolutely.
Know, prayer is essential, but getting medical attention is essential also.
That's right.
That's like praying for your healing and not going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God put doctors and medicine in this earth realm to help us. He put mental health professionals in place to help us. And so utilize the resources that God has put in place for your lives.
Okay. That's good. Well, Lady Kim, we're about ready to close. We're a little early tonight, but we do praise God for each of you on the call tonight and those who are on the streaming side, as well as those who are on Facebook Live with us tonight. And we do want you to be encouraged even as you move forward, and trust the timing of God in your situation. Don't get ahead of God. He is indeed an on-time God.
Yes, He is.
He may not come when you want Him to, but I believe we have some witnesses in the choir saying that on yesterday, didn't they?
They did.
He's always right on time. I was waiting when I got up. They kind of stopped singing. That was my song, and I know I had about five people who were kind of waiting on me to go ahead and get the mic and start singing, but they stopped the music.
I wasn't one of them.
They stopped the music for whatever reason, and when I got up, but that they know that's one of my favorite songs, but I'm not going to do it tonight.
Help us today, Jesus.
I was in the spirit yesterday, but they stopped playing and everything else, so I looked around, and I didn't even see the praise team or nobody else behind me. But we praise God for each of you tonight. We're going to get ready to close out. Lady Kim, are there some requests that you have, and then any requests that we need to be aware of within the life of the church?
Yes, Sister Deborah Taylor is asking prayer for herself or her high blood pressure, and also prayers for Brother Darrell. Brother Darrell is in the rehab facility, so we just thank God he's gone from the hospital, and he's gaining strength at the rehabilitation center. We want to lift up the country of Ukraine as they fight a fierce battle against Russia. Brother Jefferson asked prayers. I guess he's asking prayers for his wife, Yolanda Jefferson. So we lift up Brother Robert and Sister Yolanda Jefferson.
That's right.
Sister Q, Dr. Q asked for prayers for those struggling with mental health issues, for stress, anxiety, and depression. And then we want to lift up Brother Charles Reynolds and Sister Pat Reynolds and the loss of Brother Charles's mother, Julie Reynolds. That funeral is on this coming Saturday. The viewing will be at 10 o'clock, from 10 to 10:55, and then the funeral services will be at 11 o'clock at Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church in Millington, Tennessee. The services will also be live streamed by going to Bethlehem's Facebook page.
Okay.
So if you can't make it, it will be live streamed. So let's lift up Brother Charles and Sister Pat in a mighty way in the loss of Brother Charles's mother, Sister Julie Reynolds.
And for those who are planning to attend, I think they had indicated that social distancing will be in place and enforced for those who will be coming.
And mask,
all of those things that are required as it relates to, the restrictions or the codes that's in place for gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're seeing a lot of restrictions being lifted, Lady Kim,
mm-hmm.
and as you indicated on Sunday, even though these restrictions are being lifted, the virus is still out there and is still present, and so we have to be cautious, and we have to be wise, and we have to continue to protect ourselves and our families, and not just think that everything is opened up, even though a lot of events and a lot of things that are happening, they are not even requiring a mask, and they're not checking for
social distancing.
Or social distancing. And so we have to really be cautious and be aware. And vaccinations, getting our shots, are key in this season. And we will have a very special time on Sunday after our services, where anyone who needs to be vaccinated, whatever the shot or the the shot that you've already had,
mm-hmm.
and if you need the booster, what is the Moderna, the Pfizer, and the Johnson & Johnson,
mm-hmm.
all of those will be available, as well as the boosters, and that'll be from about 11:30 to 1:30
mm-hmm.
this Sunday, this coming Sunday at ATOP. The health department is working in conjunction with making sure that anyone who needs to be vaccinated And we're one of the sites that they're using to give people an opportunity to make sure that they are indeed vaccinated.
Amen. So make sure you tell your neighbors and your friends and your family members that if they have not been vaccinated, please get vaccinated. If they've only had one, get their second shot. If they need a booster, come on out and get a booster. They'll be glad they did. Let's be safe. COVID is still out there. And like Pastor Murray said, Dr. Murray said, restrictions are being lifted, but I see on the news every day there are still people hospitalized because of COVID-19 and its variant. So let's protect ourselves. And I believe the reason why everything is being lifted is because so many of us have received the vaccination have received our booster shots.
That's right.
So don't take things for granted. Don't think just because millions of people have gotten a vaccine and you haven't, that you're safe.
That's right.
People are still catching the virus, and the likelihood of you dying from the virus is significantly reduced if you have the COVID shot.
Okay. And there's a link there on the site that Sister Theron has listed for those of you who need additional information. But that's this Sunday at ATOP following our worship experience in the fellowship hall. And we hope that many of you or those of you who know people who need to be there, it's just not for the church, it's for the community and for anyone who needs to get their shots.
Amen.
Okay. What was that? Sister Gwen told me to go ahead and sing.
No, sir, no singing.
No singing. What?
No singing.
All right. Well, I thought that was she was saying go ahead and sing, but I can't hardly see that. My eyes are.
Oh, okay. You can't see now. All right. Well, I can see. It says no singing.
All right. Well, okay. I thought somebody said sing. If I get three people to tell me to go ahead,
I'm closing it right now. I closed my iPad so he could not see the feed. But we want to thank all of those who are on the streaming side.
Absolutely.
We have two platforms for Bible study. We have the streaming side and we have the Facebook Live side.
That's right.
And I know several people do not have Facebook, but they tune in every Monday.
That's right.
For Bible study.
Thank you so much.
My sister is one. I know Evelyn Oliver is there.
Right.
I know Darlene Cleveland is there.
And then we got people down in Florida that are on.
Yes, they're on the streaming
side. Brother Stevenson, if you're listening tonight, Unc, it's good that you are still keeping up with us and that you are yet praying. He went through the fast with us during the first of the year. And we're normally, when we don't have our fast the first of the year, we have one right around this time. But we opted to have the 21-day fast at the beginning of the year. And we're encouraging you now, if you want to take on a fast during this Lenten season, that it's not too late. You still can put those disciplines in place as we slowly approach the Resurrection Sunday and all of the events, the Holy Week. We're going to have a powerful Good Friday service at ATOP as we always do, but this time we're back in person and we're looking forward to it being a powerful time in the Lord.
Amen. We're excited about that
So you'll be hearing more about that as we go forward, and then about some of the other things that we'll be doing in the life of the church around the month of May.
Amen. This will be our first in-person event outside of worship service since COVID-19.
That's right.
So come on out on Good Friday at 12 noon. Again, social distancing will be in place. Wear your mask. We're still going to do that just to keep people safe.
Okay. Well, Lady Kim, will you go ahead with the request that you have and lead us in a word of prayer? And don't forget now, as Lady Kim is getting ready to do that, that we will be in the 11th chapter of Joshua on next week, and you will see a lot of what we've already discussed in the 10th chapter. Still, it's almost kind of tying in to what is happening.
It's here. A repeat almost.
It's almost a repeat.
And the ninth chapter, there's some things from the ninth chapter that come into play also.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. All right. So, Lady Kim, will you close us with a word of prayer, please?
Amen. Let us pray. God, we thank you tonight. We bless you and we honor you.
Yes,
we
God.
Give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for the reminder, God, that we don't fight alone, that you are with us in our battles, that you are with us in our trials and tribulations, and that you still work miracles,
you still
God.
Work
and
miracles.
We thank you for being a miracle working
God. Thank you, God.
We thank you for being a healer and a deliverer.
Yes, God.
We lift up Brother Daryl Taylor to
right
you, God.
Now, God.
Continue to heal his body.
Mm-hmm.
We lift up Sister Deborah Taylor to you. Bring
yes,
that
God.
High blood pressure
Even
under
now,
control
God.
In
Even
the name
now.
Of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We lift up Sister Yolanda Jefferson and Brother Robert Jefferson
Hallelujah.
To you, God. Whatever they stand in need of, God, we ask that you would deliver right now in the name of,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
We lift up the country of Ukraine to you, God, as they battle for their country, God.
Yes, God.
We
yes,
ask
God.
That you would be with them, oh God, be a force around them, oh God. Help them to maintain their ground and drive back the enemy, God.
Thank you, God.
We lift up those with mental health issues tonight, those struggling from stress and anxiety and depression, God. We ask that you will remove the cover, oh God, of depression and anxiety from them, God. Release the stress in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
God, we lift up the bereaved to you tonight, God. We lift up Charles Reynolds and Sister Pat Reynolds in the loss of that sweet mother, God. We ask that you would be with the family. Comfort them tonight, God.
Do it, God.
Be with them, oh God, and surround them with your love and your mercy, God. And then as you surround them with your love and mercy, uphold them with your powerful hand. Let ATOP members be a comforting force for them also, God. Let us surround them with your love
yes,
and your
God.
Grace
yes,
as
God.
Well, God. And we thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, God.
And God, we pray for the success of the COVID vaccines on Sunday, God. We ask that you would bring people out, God, that have doubted the vaccine,
yes, God.
God.
Yes,
bring
God.
People out, God, to have them get booster shots and to complete their shot, God. Bring them out right now, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we might be safe and we can get back to doing things as normal. We love you tonight, God. Then, oh God, we ask that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we shall not have room enough to receive, because we dared, oh God, to give back to you, give back to the community, to give to each other. And we thank you tonight, God. We thank you for those on the streaming side. We thank you for those listening
Hallelujah.
On the Facebook
yes,
side.
God. Yes, God.
We thank you for the soul who's going to come across this Bible study and just tune in to see what it's all about. We thank you for salvation tonight, God. We ask, oh God, that you continue, oh God, to increase our witness in our community in the Memphis area, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have that you are touching the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls to come in out of darkness into your marvelous light. And so we thank you, God, that they will see your light in our place, God, in the midst of ATOP. We love you, God. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're doing. And
thank
we thank you,
you
for all that you will do. We ask, oh God, that you would continue to bless our feeding program, God. Give us the resources and the sources
yes,
that we
God.
Need in order
Hallelujah,
to extend
God.
That program even further. We love you for everything that you've done. And we ask, oh God, that you would continue to keep us and bless us until we meet again. In the name of Jesus, we give thanks and abundant praise. Amen and thank
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lady Kim, for that powerful prayer. And look, be encouraged until we meet again. And we hope to see many of you around ATOP this week. And we hope that you have a restful rest of this evening. And we look forward to what God is about to do in our lives.
Amen. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining.
Be blessed.
See you next Monday.